Good afternoon and welcome to Money Matters. We are here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, and me, your host, DJ2Js, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis. Your time right now is 3:08 p.m., and you're listening to 106.3 AFM Bahrain, The Eagle. Now, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I think it is a beautiful day in Bahrain.
Always.
Got a little bit of rain last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love that.
Over the weekend, too.
Yeah, it was just wonderful.
Yeah, I got to my bike. Great. Got to my bike. There was like two spiders in my helmet and just rained. And I was like, dang.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. Just wonderful day in the kingdom. I don't want to say as usual, but it's not summer.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people outside running around. Got the experience and stuff like that. So yeah, wonderful.
Nice. Have you seen the question of the day today?
Yes.
So... question is, what is something you must have on your desk?
Mm-hmm. So I thought about this because I think of like purposeful or personal. Because purposeful means I got to have like a
pen
pencil, yeah, that kind of stuff like that. So I have one in particular to sign documents because it's a little bit bigger. Not like I'm Donald Trump or anything with a big Sharpie, but just something like that. But one thing that's on my desk that I think is I can't picture my desk without it, is I've got a collection of minifigs, Lego minifigs on my desk.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So if a kid comes into my office, if you come into my office, if I'm bored or just need a little inspiration, I look over at my minifig collection and I got some inspiration right there.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, some of those minifigures can go for like hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that it's more than just the Lego set itself when you buy it original.
Yep.
And it is a collector's item.
I don't have any of those in my office because people like you might know that and just kind of accidentally run them away in their pocket. So
it is an overlooked item, I think, in the collector's world.
Yes.
But me personally, I have on my desk downstairs, I'm pretty sure you've seen them, my stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what about them. I got three.
I don't know either. I've been trying to figure that out.
So the collection started in Chicago when I went to a Dave and Buster's and I got a big blue teddy bear and I named him Alan. And ever since then I've had him. He's still here with me in Bahrain. He's traveled the world with me.
Oh,
yeah. And, let it be known, well, the first day I arrived at A school, my MC1, he is awesome. But the first thing he said to me, he was just laughing at me because I was like the first person ever to bring a big stuffed animal right off the plane into A school.
With the name Alan.
Yeah, with the name Alan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I've collected just some over baseball game stadiums. That's why kind of my thing.
Oh, I got you.
Whenever I go to a baseball stadium, I get some. Right. So I got Wumbo the elephant for Washington Nationals. I got Camille the camel, which is from Bahrain.
Right.
And then I got Timothy the duck from the Yankee Stadium. So it was all just really cool stuff. Not really, I guess, sentimental, just fun to do, I guess.
Right.
And it's something that I can buy at a stadium that I won't feel bad for purchasing, even though they are like $30 each.
So some people collect postcards, you collect.
Exactly.
So, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, we all got our thing, I guess.
What are we talking about today?
Well, so we're going to talk about collecting money today. How's that sound? So that way,
perfect segue.
Doesn't matter what form it is, I guess you could say. Could be dollars, could be dinar.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to look at that and... Today's focus, we'll look at savings and investing.
Okay, let's be honest. If Van Gogh were alive today and he had to listen to the competition, he'd probably cut off the other ear. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood. We're getting ready to talk about the spending and investing, that kind of stuff. The saving and
investing,
I should say. Yes. But you always got to start with a plan, right?
Exactly.
I mean, we talked about that last week.
Right.
Spending plan is so important, and every spending plan is different depending on how you are as a spender, I guess you could say, how severe. Sometimes it's kind of like the gym, you know? You can't go into like a new year and just say, okay, I'm no longer going out to eat anymore. Like, just limit yourself, and then as you build that habit, it'll get a lot easier.
And I think that that's exactly as far as everybody kind of has, in a sense, their own plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more kind of as we go, of what's going to be better for each person when we talk about the specifics of the savings and investing areas. But for us, one of the things that I wanted to kind of make sure that we brought back from last week is that when we're looking at that savings plan for us we can have different goals. Mm-hmm. So like short term, medium, long term, like goals, but the savings plan, it has to flex with us wherever we're at. So right now I'm hoping anyway that your paycheck now is not going to be the same paycheck 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Right. So as you advance in your career, as your job changes, hopefully as things improve for you financially and you get into your main earning years, that's what a lot of financial advisors focus on, is that when you get there, your plan is actually going to change. Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, you know, last week, that my plan and your plan have to be different because you don't have any dependents.
Correct.
So if you're not married, if you don't have kids, you're going to look at life totally different. And right now you just got, you're like, hey, I don't spend more than I make. And that's really where it all starts. So that can be kind of your initial plan. But once you get going down that road and you have more responsibility, we've talked about hopes and dreams, and like you're maybe one of these days you're going to go buy a house, get a nice car or two.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe buy a gold chain and, you know, things like that. And then your plan changes.
Yeah.
And as your plan changes, you start to evaluate. And then maybe some of the stuff that you got, you get rid of. But what we want to talk about is just knowing that in starting with that plan, that's going to fluctuate with you. It's going to grow with you as you grow, whether that's your financial education or your financial situation. So a lot of people, they wait to do the planning until they get the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they could have done a lot better at getting the stuff if they would have had a plan.
Yeah.
And so knowing what that's going to be, that's kind of what's going to lead us into, you know, our savings and investing when we start.
Yeah. Spoiler, I did return the gold chain. Sad face, I know. But, you know, I mean, it was just really impulse that we wanted to get it. But then I realized, you know, I have a trip coming up that I probably would want that money for instead. And at the end of the day, I mean, I will leave beautiful Kingdom of Bahrain with a nice gold piece. Don't know what it's going to be. Maybe just a piece of gold, to be honest.
Eventually.
Yeah, because I mean, that in terms of that, it is an investment.
Right.
And the ratio of what you can sell it in the States is a lot better.
Well, and like we said, that's like a good example of you looking at what your situation is, you assess where that is, mm-hmm. and then you say, hey, I've got to make adjustments, right? Yeah. And that's exactly why the plan is going to be there. So as we get into looking at what some of our options are, you know, as far as how we're going to start with the savings and investing, as far as our education side goes, it's really good that we understand that plan does not have to be hard and fast, that we're going to stay on that thing forever.
Yeah.
We, again, to just kind of revisit last week, we look at that in chunks of about 3 months, so that gives us time to pivot. And so what's great is that if you just look at, say 6 months in your life, mm-hmm. of where you've been with debt, and then where you've been knowing that you're going to save because you've had a goal, right, to go on this trip, and then knowing of what it's going to take to kind of maintain before you go on that trip so that you don't have to spend the next 6 months recovering from it. And that's a really big deal. You may not see that up front, but you can look back on it now. And if you had it written in a plan, then that's easy to kind of revisit and see that. But as long as you start to make these mile markers in your financial journey, you're going to be able to see how you grow through it. I had some really good advice early on that said a bad investment is only one that you don't learn from.
Yeah.
So even if you get burned on something, or somebody tells you, you know, oh man, you should get that, and you know, whatever that is, it could be a car, it could be stocks, could be whatever it is that you don't know too much about. It's the fact that if you're going to learn from it, that, yeah, it may be a mistake and you say, oh, that's a $10,000 mistake, but it's not if you're going to take that education and move forward with it.
Yeah.
It just cost you a little bit more than you wanted.
Cost a little bit of time, but
yeah.
You'll get time back in the long run, right?
Well, and they talk about some of the most successful people in business, and that the majority of them have all been fired at one time in their life.
Yeah.
So that means they all were confronted with failure, and it's how they responded to it. So what we're trying to do is have people avoid some of that failure and then meet those goals that they set, and have them do that at an earlier stage instead of having to hit some hard bumps in the road and then make adjustments after that.
AFN The Eagle. We guarantee we won't play a song until the previous song ends.
Are you serious?
Serving America's best.
Getting ready to talk about saving and spending, savings and investments with Mr. Patrick Underwood.
We talked about the spending last week. We're going to save a little bit more. And actually, it was a spending plan.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, the savings and investing. And so as we get into that, then the first thing I want to talk about is kind of like the people that influence us. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of go into it in a little bit more detail. But where did you get your first, I guess, money information from?
My parents, my dad and my stepmom. They're the ones who put me in contact with their own financial advisor. Mm-hmm. So now he also works with me. But they helped out a lot. Mm-hmm. Whenever my financial advisor would try to explain stuff to me, he tries, but I don't know any of the terms or anything like that. It's definitely difficult to stay up to date with it, but ever since we started this, I mean, it's a little bit easier to understand, if that makes sense. Like that one week we did estate planning.
Yeah.
The next day we called each other and we talked about estate planning. I'm like, I know this.
Right. Yeah. And I think that that's the thing, is you knowing that you're always going to get more education. And I know it sounds bad, but a lot of times we don't think of information is not necessarily education. But knowing that we're just getting that and processing it, it means that you're learning more.
Yeah.
So as you learn more, we talked about it a little bit last week, that most of the time what people fear is just the unknown. So it's like the dark room. When we're older, we don't really worry about that if we got to get up late at night. But when you're a kid, it keeps you up and you think there's a monster under the bed or something like that. Yeah. It's just the unknown. And so financially, people kind of freak out. And then they get some education. And when they get that education, that information that they're looking for, then it helps them out. But the reason that I wanted to start with people is because that's kind of usually who everybody's surrounded by at work or whatever it is. Not everybody, honestly, most people don't have family like yours that helps them out.
Yeah.
Because their family doesn't have any education. So by the time their family starts getting education, you're usually out of the house, and then they're like, hey, maybe you should do this, young whippersnapper. But if you have it in the house and you grow up with it, mm-hmm. then it's a lot easier to deal with. So the other day, I took my kid on a little journey and I told him, bring your wallet. So as soon as he's like, bring your wallet, he already knows that there's going to be something involved that he's going to have to pay for mm-hmm. if he wants it. And if he doesn't want it, then he can keep his wallet in his pocket. But it gives him the opportunity to be prepared. And so if we get to the store or something like that and I say, yep, pick out whatever you want, but you've got to buy it. Now he says yes or no, but he's going to be ready to make that. And so if I can do that younger, that means he's just going to have more awareness. And then he won't be nearly as afraid when he gets older.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the reason that we have people here that can help out other service members. And those guys are CFSs, Command Financial Specialists. And so those CFSs within the command, that's what they're there to do, is to be that kind of upfront resource for everybody. And they go through that 40-hour training, and they're going to be that first line of resource, or kind of in-person resource, if that makes sense, because we'll talk about some other ones as we go too. But those guys all go through training through Fleet and Family, mm-hmm. and that'll be kind of your other level, is the PFMs, the Personal Financial Managers, or CFSs. Our goal is to basically get everybody in the office, you know, who works with people, CFS trained. So at least they'll have the instant information and resources there. A lot of times those guys are just like INR, information and referral people. Mm-hmm. They're not personal, like, financial planners. They're not going to sit there and then help you with your single stock picks and stuff like that. That is not what they do. But the fact is that a lot of times people just have some general questions and they're looking for information, and they can point them in the right direction.
Yeah, so when I was younger, I remember, honestly, the first time, when I look back at it now, it pretty much is financial advice. Whenever I would get any kind of money, mm-hmm. dollars, do some work around the house, allowances, anything like that, if we ever went out to eat or anything like that, the one thing I'd always wanted to do is just buy myself like a milkshake or something. And I would always tell my dad, I'm like, can I get this milkshake? And he's like, no. And I'm like, but I have my own money, please. And he's like, don't waste your money on that. And mm-hmm. it's true. I mean, why waste your money on a milkshake? You right. know, you're already getting a free meal paid for by your parents. You know, accept that, move on. You don't need the the extra milkshake for the $5 extra.
But see, isn't that a great lesson though?
Yes.
Is that now you'll learn like a $5 lesson and not a $500 or a $5,000 lesson.
Those ones hurt.
Yeah. And so, but the thing is in a sense that $5 lesson would have hurt too, right? Mm-hmm. Back then, because you didn't have $5,000 to hurt with. And that's the kind of the bigger thing. Again, it goes back to whether or not you're going to learn from it. So it's not a loss if you learn from it. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is that knowing, because my kid did the same thing apparently, where he wanted some gamer headphones and he goes and says, I'm going to spend my own money, but then gets grounded from playing his game. What's now he's got headphones doing nothing, collecting dust. You know what I mean? So yeah. Understanding that you're going to make the decision is one thing, but then knowing what the consequences are, which they can be good consequences. That's what a lot of times people just say, oh, that's a harsh word of consequence, but that can be the payoff for a good, you know, dedication to your savings and investing. So if you are dedicated to putting $200 a month away, and you keep on that path, then by the time, if you start that when you're 20, by the time you turn 60, you're going to be a millionaire with no problem.
Yeah.
But if you decide to start that when you're 40, then you've got to put zeros on the end of that thing that you weren't expected. You didn't think you'd have to. You just say, oh, I'll make the million with no problem. You can't, you don't have enough time.
Yeah.
And so knowing that, those are the education pieces that your CFSs and classes, you know, like at Fleet and Family, that can help you out with when you come in and ask those kinds of questions. That's the kind of resources that we want to give people. And so coming off on the next break, we'll talk about more about the resources.
If we'd known we were going to be around this long, we'd have taken better care of ourselves. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We were just talking a little bit, you know, about saving and that investing. It is really important, especially at a younger age. You want to start mm-hmm. sooner rather than later. The sooner you start, the better you're going to look out into your future, right? And I think that's what we all want, to be financially happy, because that is a big a big introduction into mental health as well.
Yeah, definitely. And we've talked about that a lot, just about how that it can affect so many different areas.
It can.
And so if you're good, so we talk about that financial readiness is mission readiness. So it obviously the phraseology, you would think that talks about active duty, but it doesn't. Like a mission statement is the things that companies have. And so when you work, depending on where it is, basically wherever you show up to, if you're being paid to be there, you want to be all there.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing that you want to be focused, you know, most people are, they're making money for whatever their goal, even if they don't have it in a spending plan, they got a goal for whatever it is. And they say, yeah, I need this much money for that car, for that house, for that trip. And so they've got at least some kind of ballpark of what they want, but that's going to be the green light to put the drive to go get that. And when you have that peace of mind, that means you can stay focused on those goals. And so it's not a matter of, I think what we try to do is not just focus on what an active duty person would do, or just somebody that has to be in the military or something, but how does this, you know, chain over to every part of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever you're going, that's what growth should be, right? It's not just a matter of I was a kid, not adolescent, now I'm an adult, whatever. You're hopefully growing as a person throughout your entire life's journey. So as you go through that, some of the things that we take or what we'd want are other tools that we would want to use.
Definitely.
And we just got through talking about people. And so, you know, you're talking about parents and how they can hopefully be a positive influence. You know, in CFS class, we have people share throughout the week, and some people talk about how their parents were terrible influences.
Yeah.
So they kind of learned the opposite way, that as they got out of whatever their situation was and got some other kinds of education, that they found out, hey, yeah, life doesn't have to be like that. It can mm-hmm. be different. And the paycheck to paycheck lifestyles, or being in a lot of debt, or just making minimum payments on your credit card, for a lot of people, that's their lifestyle and they don't do anything different. And once they start to learn about what savings and investing can do. So we talked about this earlier too. You're either going to pay interest or you're going to make interest.
Yeah.
Like you can't do both. Cause if you're not making enough to offset what you got to pay, then that means even if it comes down to the great months I had in the stock market or whatever, somebody's going to say my crypto went through the roof. That's true. It may be. But if you're still paying out interest payments, you know, and we're talking about personal stuff, not a business side of stuff of what how businesses run, but our personal finances of what we want to be able to take care of. Some of the tools that we want to look at, we've already kind of talked about people and that influence, but knowing maybe that those people aren't always around, like what are some options that you're going to have? And one thing you have that pretty much everybody, I don't know, maybe over the age of 10, you know, has is a phone.
Yeah.
And so even if you're not on a computer all the time, you got a phone, and that phone has different apps on it that you can use.
A lot helpful.
Yeah, definitely. So what are apps that you use all the time? Maybe they're not financial, but what are apps that you use all the time?
Messaging. I'd say probably most used apps for me, messaging, Instagram. I am on Navy Fed quite a bit.
Okay.
Just to see where I could
there you go
do with money and stuff like that. Even though I pretty much just open the app, look right at my stuff, and then close it.
Okay.
But I probably do that like 5 times a day.
So that actually brings me to a great point, is that what my goal is to make you aware that if you're going to do things on your phone anyway, that your finances should just be a part of your life.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people struggle with, is they want to partition it off and make it to where like, oh, I'll just do that whenever I want to. And again, that kind of comes into fear a lot of times. But if you blend it in, and like you had said, you look at it like you're going to the gym and take those little steps, now you're going to bring that into your life more and more, and you won't let it overtake you. You won't let it cause a lot of fear. You're just going to utilize that the same way you do everything else.
Definitely.
So if you're already, I mean, out here, a lot of people use IG, like they're on Instagram and WhatsApp for business. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to contact somebody out in town, that'll be what they have. They don't even have like a landline business number. It's all, you know, off in the cloud somewhere, and that's normal.
Yeah.
And so if your finances are like that, or like you had said, I'm on Navy Fed, then there's got to be some other things besides Navy Fed, because what if you're not on that? And so that's what we wanted to bring up, you know, some things that are like that as far as offline, where you could get some of that. And we'll talk about, I guess, specific apps in a little bit. But one of the big things that we teach the CFSs with, or the first tool that they get on, is FinRed. And so FinRed is, that's financial readiness that's on there. But we also, for our guys that are here, we have Military OneSource. And there's a lot of stuff that once you get on there, they have kind of recommended pages. Like a lot of people use like NerdWallet just for information.
Yeah.
And calculators and things like that. So you say like, oh, how can I, people that move, they want to go somewhere, you can put into these calculators where you're going to move to. Here's the area, the zip code, the country, the city. Put it in there, and it'll tell you what the cost of living is for whatever you're going to bring, whether you're single, whether you're a family, and all that kind of great stuff. So to go online to these places, that's something that if those people who are in front of you, your face-to-face, aren't around. So if your parents are great influences, but they live, you know, 9 time zones away, then that might be rude at, you know, 2 in the morning their time to ask them financial questions.
Definitely.
So you got a lot of places online that you can go to. Just make sure that they're dependable and that you can trust them, you know, vet them well. Mm-hmm. And you've got those resources 24/7.
Definitely. Even banks. I mean, banks have hotlines, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know about other apps, but I know for my Chase app, when I used to use Chase a lot, they would have resources on the app, and it's very helpful. I mean, it's easy, fast, and you can learn information as quick as calling your dad, you know.
Yeah.
So it's definitely helpful, and we really would recommend those apps.
Maximum Music.
I love it when you guys play Fuel, Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Black Eyed Peas.
Minimum Repeats.
80s music. I love listening to The Cars, Modern Ingress.
AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, getting ready to talk about some more resources and apps, diving deeper into it, just rather than just talking about FinRed. What are some other great apps out there as well?
Yeah, so obviously FinRed and Military OneSource are going to be places that are going to be online that you can access those things kind of off duty time, if that makes sense. Because if you're not going to be able to see a CFS or go by Fleet and Family or wherever you get your financial education advice from, if they're not available, where are you going to get that from? And so that's why we say that those are online, because they're like 24/7. But if you go on to those places, they're going to give you some good recommendations of like vetted apps to use.
Yeah.
And you're going to have kind of, in a sense, different apps for different stages of life. I know that there are different apps that you can kind of share within. So if you start with your personal journey of like where you're at, you said, hey, I got a Navy Fed app on there. A lot of people who bank with them, they like that app, or and they like those kinds of apps because they offer specific things. So if I say, hey, can you tell me what your credit score is?
You get it right away.
Because you know it's available on the app.
Yep.
And those are the kinds of things that if you're looking for certain kinds of information, then that's what you're going to kind of gravitate towards. One of the things that we talk about is identity theft and how you can protect yourself from that. I didn't even know this until a few months back. We were actually doing a focus on insurance. And one of the insurances that's available is identity theft insurance now, mm-hmm. because it can do so much damage to you, not just financially, but career-wise. People won't be able to get jobs. They won't be able to, buy certain kinds of things if they're at that whatever stage that is on a house, just simply because they don't know who you are. And to think about that, you want to be able to, I know for our active duty guys especially, they're targets because they're always moving all the time and they become financial targets and they change their address. Well, it's easy. It's somebody will just pick up where you were,
yeah.
and they'll be you now. And you're like, wait a minute, I haven't lived there in 6 months. Well, technically you have, not physically, but somebody else has been living there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so financially they pick up your information, and that's what some of the apps will do, is they'll be able to help you with that identity theft so that when you're looking at your credit score, understanding what that means, and then a credit report, knowing that everything on that report is accurate,
mm-hmm.
and healthy, up to be where it needs to be. And so there's some good apps for that, and you want to make sure that you're looking and seeing what's going to work for you. Some people are willing to pay for those. I know one of the stories that I've told you offline is that what one thing, if you're going to use things that you have to have a subscription for, you want to monitor them like everybody else, because if you choose that you're not going to use it, you want to make sure you fully, stop your membership or your subscription or whatever it is,
yeah.
so that you don't get charged for it and then go into collections when you don't want to use it anymore, especially over finances, right? So knowing financially that you've got some good tools. If you're going to live your life on your phone anyway, and you watch Netflix or whatever else it's going to be, then do the same thing with your finances. Get stuff squared away. And if you're messaging, get some good financial information while you're at it too. So you just utilize the tools that you have, and apps can be one of those.
AFN The Eagle. The best music of yesterday, today, the day after tomorrow,
the second Thursday of each month, a week ago last Wednesday.
Any month that ends with Y. Serving America's best.
We are back with Mr. Patrick Underwood, getting ready to wrap up this little Money Matters segment. But there's a big thing that we haven't talked about yet, and that's experience, right?
Definitely. And you're pretty open in sharing your growth and what you've gone through. Like you said, spoiler alert, got rid of the chain. didn't have to, but, it's the fact of you learning as you're going, right? And one of the big things about like having a spending plan or sitting down and getting some good financial information, education, is having financial mile markers in your life. So for active duty guys, you look at it kind of at different stages of as you make rank, then you kind of, where you were when it happened, what your job was at the time and all of that kind of great stuff. And, we as people, as we go through life events, then you can, remember, maybe when you, like you had said, when did I have my first milkshake? When was that? Like, there's something that you got deep in your memory, right? Of, going to a certain place the first time. Like, it, like going to the dentist, like going to the dentist, I'm sure that probably freaks people out sometimes. It's like a lot of paranoia. But if you're going for maintenance and then they're just, oh yeah, no, everything looks good. I mean, then you come out and you're like, I knew that the whole time. Yeah, I got no cavities. But then you fear what you don't know, which is the fact your mouth is full of cavities or something, right? And so there's neglect. Well, you can neglect your finances that same way. So all we want to do is just look back on when we learn certain things. So experience is going to be one of the big things of, as you go through life, what are the things that you experience? How have you learned? And then how can that help as you move forward? Because we don't all learn the same, or we're not all comfortable with the same kind of stuff. So we just started talking about apps. Some people, when we do financial stuff, they still want like a pen and paper, old school. And if you tell them just go get an app, that's not going to work for them. They don't want that. They want that accountability that's in there. So yeah, knowing that they've got resources and how they learn in life is really important. And we've talked about this, or at least we try to very often, is just the fact that, you know, we're not here to do this on our own. This journey that we're going through in life and financial or otherwise, we've got a lot of resources and people that we can lean on.
Yeah.
So what we talked about earlier, you know, how it can kind of be overwhelming and with finances, we've got a lot of people that we can talk to about it and things to help us out with our stress, whether that's financial or otherwise.
Yeah, my dad. So when I did get the gold chain, I showed my dad. The day after that, let's just say I returned it. But I showed my dad and he was just... He kind of laid it on me, right? I mean, I needed it too, because I needed someone to tell me, because I felt like the whole time I had it, I felt like I shouldn't have gotten this, at least not yet. You know, the whole time I wasn't feeling like it was stressing me out, which can happen with your money and situations like that, because it can get stressful. It can get at times like you just don't want to deal with it.
Yep.
But if you can't push it aside, you got to just do it and take it face on, because at the end of the day, I mean, I had it for like what, 4-3 days maybe. It wasn't a long time. Was I happy when I had it? Eh. I mean, I don't know. I have a video of it, so I can say I still have it. But no, it definitely varies with person to person. But if you are that person who struggles with making those purchases, readily, what's the word? Well, if you struggle with making purchases and like you're scared to do it, always just look back at your money and your spending plans or your saving investment plans, because they matter. I mean, you don't want to be like me where I had to pull money out of my investments just to pay off my credit card debt. It's never a good look, but if that is you, it is the good option, just because you don't want to be paying that interest.
Yeah, and like I said, we're learning from that and then understanding that as we learn and we make those decisions that we're going to move forward in a positive way. And, sometimes we just need somebody to talk to about it, whether we may be using our spending to deal with some other stuff that's stressed out in our lives. Our mental health is important. And, you know, there's people to talk to with friends and chaps and MFLAX and Fleet and Family and everything like that. So we've got a lot of good resources to help us out.